Hold up. Never would've made it. Watch me. Hold up. Say now, can you hoes come out to play now? Hey, I'm ready to cut you up any day now. Play by my rules, boo, and you're gonna stay high.
That sounds like it could be Juvenile.
Nope.
Who is that?
That's your only guess?
I mean, like, if you give me some more lyrics, I think I could get it.
You want more lyrics?
Yeah.
Alright. Let's see. I'm righteous above the law. Player, my style's raw. I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw.
That was corny.
What? Do you want an easier lyric?
Yeah.
Let's see. Easier lyric. Street sweeper baby, cocked, ready to let it go.
What the heck? What is that? What is that?
How do you not know the lyrics to Country Grammar by Nelly?
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ. Who are
that
you?
That did not sound like anything from Country what? Grammar. What?
Street sweeper? Who else put that in the song?
I don't know.
Yeah. This is the Up Podcast. I'm Will.
And this is Teresa.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine.
Cool.
I'm hungry.
My weekend was fine, too. You ready to get into it?
Sure.
How about a week ago? Week ago.
Why you bringing up old shit?
What the hell is going on?
Weekly.
Review time.
Or do you want to eat first?
Well, I mean, we didn't start now, so, yeah.
Let's go. Weekly review.
Okay. So, up first, we have Bernie Sanders. He had a heart attack recently, and he was hospitalized for 2.5 days. He had a little time off and then said he was back ready to get to work. How do you feel about Bernie Sanders? I feel like he's a little in denial about his age a little bit. But what you think about him wanting to, like, immediately get back to work?
I'm trying to be careful not to call him old. Or to call him old. I think that's what people that age do. Like, you know. I feel like once you get up in age, that eternal clock is always ticking, so you always want to move while you can, you know. If I'm not severely hurt or damaged, or if the doctor's orders not to sit your ass down, shit.
I think for the most part, he seems to be in good health or in good shape for his age. But I do worry about that, especially with him wanting to run for president, so.
Yeah.
I think that
have we had a president that old get elected?
Not that old. Yeah. I don't think so.
I guess, like, now, like, my fear would be, like, would he last?
Right, because you gotta look, you know, when Obama went in, he went gray quick. He still looked young in the face. That's a handsome man, but he still looks great in the face, you know. But
that's a married man also. I'm just saying
he's a nice looking man. Michelle agrees. So, but yeah, his hair just.
Yes, she should. That's her husband.
Exactly. We don't. Okay, just because a person is married don't mean we our eyes don't see.
Oh, that's a big fact.
When a person looks attractive or looks nice, so okay, we're not gonna do that. I'm just saying he's a nice looking
man. I wish Bernie the best, though.
I can say, I would say it if it was Michelle. I could say, hey, Michelle is a nice looking lady. Like, I'm just complimenting, you know, he's an attractive man. But, yeah, he went gray super quick.
Obama we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. That's a stressful job, you know.
Why Trump not going gray?
But if you've been noticing, like, he's been getting fat. Like, I think he's
now because he's you're talking about Obama still, right?
No, Trump.
Oh.
Like his side by sides from when he first went into office and now, like, he's gained a bunch of weight. I think the stress is making his ass eat. He probably eating all them chicken sandwiches.
I can't even picture him chewing anything. Like, that's just gonna be the weirdest thing.
Yeah, man, I wish Bernie the best as far as, you know, his health. Well, and everything really, but especially his health. Even if he doesn't, you know, win the primary or be elected president ever in life, you know, he's still a good, what is he, a senator, right?
Don't make me lie.
I think he's a senator.
Look, don't make me lie.
Or a rep. I don't know either, but, yeah. You know, I still wish him the best, you know. I like Bernie, man.
Yeah, I do too. Alrighty then. So, the next thing we have is the whole Amber Geiger sentencing and also the neighbor who testified against her in the Botham Jean case. He was shot and killed in Dallas.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't want to talk about the whole sentencing because the brother kind of pissed me off, to be honest with you. And I just didn't want to put my personal opinion on that. But
just the brother?
I heard about the dad, but I didn't see anything concerning the dad. Man, I watched the video.
The judge, the sheriff.
I feel like my thing is, as far as the judge, I can understand you sympathizing with people, but do you do that with everybody that come through your court?
I'm sure she does not do that.
Then the brother, you can forgive her. You can tell her, I forgive you, but did you need to hug her?
Here's the reason why I won't, like, really go in on the brother, because I truly felt like he thought he was doing what his brother would have done. But I agree. Like, I can forgive you in my heart without touching you. Like, I don't need to hug you to show my action of forgiveness.
My thing is, like, I go back to what the mom said, because this is what I was thinking before the mom even said anything. Mm-hmm. I think that where they're from, things are different. They don't get the weight and the gravity of what's really going on here. And then when she said what she had to say, she said, I'm going back home. But you all still have to be here in Dallas.
Right.
So I feel like that's part of the reason why the brother was a little bit more, I guess, understanding and believing of it was an accident. Because I think he kind of believes it was an accident.
I mean, you could just tell by, like, I saw, like, the interview with the jurors. They believed it was, too. I don't believe it was an accident only because of, I don't think Amber Geiger's attitude the night of the crime and her text before the crime gives me
racist.
I mean, I just don't think that it was an accident. I don't think her attitude gives me, you know what I'm saying, somebody who should be given just, like, the blind trust of, like, accident.
I was watching a snippet of the reel, because I can't catch it anymore, but they were talking about it, and they pointed out how she didn't do CPR.
She did nothing.
She didn't call anybody. The first thing she did was text friends.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, Tamara was saying that some of her texts that she put out there, you can tell she had a problem with black people.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to believe that this was just some innocent thing that happened. I'm just sorry.
And now with the neighbor being dead, I don't even think she's going to serve the sentence, because she's a filing for an appeal, and with the witness being dead, wow, you don't have a witness, so she might get off on that.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. His whole death, because, you know, they had the little thing going around, the thing where they were saying that he was involved in some kind of type of drug deal.
And yeah, I saw that on the news. I'm not sure what to believe at this point, man.
I don't believe that. I believe that.
Well, apparently they have one of the guys in the hospital.
You believe that? I believe they probably were paid.
I don't know what to believe.
I believe they found some people to lie.
I think in these kind of situations, man, like, it's hard to want to believe what you see. Because, you know, it's tough, man. Like, some people will say, you know, it's a co-winky-dink, or some people will be like, nah, y'all planned this shit. But, I mean, you just never know. I don't know.
I believe that it's some BS, and that's just what I'm sticking to.
I think it's very possible that he could have been shot, if not by four.
I don't think she had anything personally to do with it, but I think she probably had some people,
That's what I'm saying.
It can either be somebody that's close to her,
yeah,
or it can just be some people that are
on her side.
Just, you know, I'm gonna ride with her because she's whoever. Like, they just, because she's blue, back to blue. It could be anything, you know?
I agree.
Okay, so the next thing that I saw that was interesting. The Florida man that was sentenced to 10 days in jail after he overslept for jury duty.
That pissed me off.
But I think maybe today they reversed it to where they, you know, took it away to where he doesn't have to do that.
Did he already do the days in jail?
I don't believe so. I don't think he did all 10, no. I don't think so.
I be hating to have, like, racial conversations every episode on this podcast, but you can't tell me that if that was a young white male that overslept for jury duty, that he would have been sentenced to jail or just been punished for being late, period.
But I mean, like, even on our local news, the post with the comments, you had some white people just as upset and saying that it wouldn't have happened to one of them.
I mean, so, because, I mean, that's just outlandish, bro. Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. But I did laugh. I laughed at the fact that he told the judge that he overslept. Like,
I mean, hey. But people don't know how many times I've overslept
and said my car died.
But this is the thing. People don't respect the truth. Like, I'll tell my supervisor the honest to God truth.
Shit, though.
No. I do.
I'll fire your ass.
I do. Like, seriously. The honest to God truth. And she probably don't. I feel like sometimes she don't be believing it, but it be the truth.
But I don't think that we as black people have the luxury of telling the truth. I don't. Especially black women. Like, I don't think black people have the luxury of saying I overslept or my alarm didn't go off.
I wouldn't use things like that, because I'm always on time. Always on
time.
Are
you?
Yep.
Okay.
It just might be the days that I need to call in, yeah, and what I'm calling in for. That's what I'm saying. I'm honest about that.
Man. It's days where, like, I'm sick. Like, literally sick, but I can't call in and say I'm sick. So I use other excuses. Like, not because I just feel like as a black man in a field with majority white men, like I don't have the luxury of being honest with my boss.
That's unfortunate.
It is. It is. But shit, I'm a forever.
I mean, it depends on who your boss is as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I've had black bosses before, and you know it was cool. Like it was that mutual respect of like, I got you. But sometimes you have a boss who just, you know, looking for anything, or just, you know, very very strict on the rules with certain people. So.
Okay. So, there's the girlfriends reunion tonight.
On Blackish.
Yes.
That shit is set on record on the DVR. I can't wait.
I'm going to watch. I haven't even been watching all of the shows, but I'm going to watch that.
Well, so. I fuck with Blackish. Blackish.
I mean, it's not that I don't like it.
And Mixed-ish.
I just started watching Mixed-ish today.
It's funny to me. I like Mixed-ish.
The commercials in between, it was funny.
The episode I saw was like hella short. Like I think it was like more commercial than it was actual show. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I was watching today on the app, and the commercials were pretty funny. So yeah.
From what I've seen so far, the little girl is like the standout of the show. She's funny as hell. I'm excited for the Girlfriends episode, though.
I am, too.
Were you a big Girlfriends fan?
I was.
Can you name the characters?
The William, crazy thing is, Tony, yeah.
Joan.
What was the light-skinned girl name? Wasn't Maya. Then
was
you
the,
had...
What was the light-skinned one name?
Lynn. Yeah. I think it was Lynn.
Was it Lynn?
I believe so. That was a long time ago.
It is. It's Lynn.
It's Lynn. See, look at me.
Yeah.
I win Raising Cane's.
My G. We gotta get you some food ASAP. Carry over, bro.
Okay, so Fetty is a married man. So he married his girlfriend.
Fetty Wap?
Yep, Leandra. I guess that's how you pronounce her name.
Leandra, just, the singer?
No.
The gospel singer?
Not her.
Fetty Wap married the gospel singer.
Not her. But yeah, so he's a married man. I feel like she came out of nowhere, but I don't really follow Fetty either, so...
But that's how it normally be. With celebrities and kind of in real life. Like, I feel like once a man you see who be like with like a lot of people or a lot of women, like once they through with that phase, they settle down pretty quick.
It seemed like he settled down very quick.
Yeah.
Like, who was the last person he was with before her?
I don't follow Fetty Wap like that, so.
I just catch news about him in the shade room, but yeah. I wonder what made her the one over all of the women he's
been with. I feel like most men know.
And his baby moms and all that.
I just think men know. I think when you're in that position of money and power and fame, it's almost like being an athlete. Like, it's hard to be faithful and loyal to one woman when you got like the best of the best pushing your door every night. So I think once you get tired of that, you know, it's not hard to weed out the groupies and the bullshit and a real one. And maybe she the real one.
Maybe so.
You know, I know he wasn't gonna marry fucking Masika ass, so. I'm just saying, you know. But I mean, that's how it always happens though with like most celebrity men that I see who are known for being, you know, playboys. Playboys.
Whores.
The word is playboys.
Whores.
Once they get over that hump, like, it happened quick.
I guess.
Roll your eyes then.
Okay, so actress Diane Carroll passed away at 84 from cancer.
Sad.
Yeah, I thought she was so pretty.
Broke my heart.
I think she's very pretty.
She was still, like, as she got older, was still, like, very pretty. Diane Carroll was, like, just, you know, like, that person, like, that woman, like, one of those names that you could just call off and, like, immediately, like, her face pops up, her roles pop up, all of that, so.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. R.I.P. R.I.P.
No. Oh. No. Okay, so, Stacey Dash.
Excuse me.
Stacey Dash.
Excuse me.
Husband. drops the domestic violence charges against her and comes to her defense.
I had so much hope that she was going to jail for this.
But he
shit.
Said that he, if I'm not mistaken, from what I remember, he said that he told them not to come, but they came out anyway.
You can't do that. You can't call the police and be like, hey, my house being robbed. And call them and be like, nah, don't worry about it. They ain't gonna turn around and be like, what?
I felt like I said mistaken instead of mistaken. But anyway.
Anyway.
But
this sounds like to me like a teach you a lesson moment. Like this just sounds like a him showing her like, hey, you playing with the wrong one.
You know what came to mind? I think he probably looked at it and was like, this doesn't look good for her. And he was like, she probably ain't gonna get no more jobs, but she ain't gonna get no more jobs anyway, sir.
I don't give him that much credit. This looks like him showing her.
You still black.
Hmm. And they gonna believe me before they believe you. Especially with these kids.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let your ass go sit for a couple of days. A couple of hours, and I'm gonna come down there and get you because I love you, but don't test me, don't try me with your black ass. I know you said that shit.
Oh, Lord.
With your black ass.
I doubt it. Okay, so moving along to some real actresses that were acknowledged over the weekend. So Tyler Perry got his new home for his Tyler Perry Studios, and all the stars were out.
I saw. And it was dope to see, like, all those, like, it was just a really strange mix of people. So that was dope to me.
And did you see where he gave out stars to the different actors and actresses that are in his shows?
Like Walk of Fame?
Yeah. I thought that was dope. Like, he gave them stars at his studio.
I mean, let's be clear, bro. Tyler Perry is a very rich man.
Mm-hmm.
He can afford to do that kind of shit.
But I watched the little video of it. Like, I was in awe. Like, I always said, Tyler Perry is freaking awesome. Like, I just
love... You always said that?
I've always said that.
I've had some moments where I questioned his ass. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, you can't...
I've always respected his come up and his humbleness, and to see him go even bigger than that, I'm in awe. Like, I think he's freaking awesome.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so
his come up is you know, it's one of those stories that eventually, as he get older, as his company gets older, I'm sure it'll be a movie. Or at least a documentary.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry was like homeless, sleeping in his car.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's like it's a good story to look at and, you know, to show you like betting on yourself is almost always the best way. Like
Dare to Dream, yeah. Little Boy from Louisiana. All right, so the next thing we have is Evelyn Lozada sues OG for defamation. Now, you know the
this
show.
This is a long backstory.
Yeah, so
you can run through it. I don't really.
So pretty much, on the show, Basketball Wives, some things came out concerning Chad, who was engaged to Evelyn.
But they were beefed up before that, though, right?
Yeah, but this came from that.
Okay.
So, she pretty much told Evelyn that she was like, your favorite athlete is, she said, I'm your favorite athlete's favorite athlete. So she was just telling her that.
That's a hell of a line.
It is.
I must say.
She was just telling her that, you know, Chad was messaging her and he wanted her and all this stuff like that. Because, you know, she's always telling OG she's ugly and all of that. So OG was hitting the back. And somewhere in that conversation, she told Evelyn that she wants to be black. And
pause right there. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think that's unnecessary. I thought that was a very unnecessary comment. Everything else OG said, however,
she backed up.
No, I don't think there's a such thing as somebody wanting to be.
What? Don't say that.
I mean, well, Stacey wants to be white, but
you don't think people want to be black?
I was about to say any race, but then I said Stacey wants to be white, so.
No, but I'm saying you don't think people want to be black?
That's not what I was saying. I was talking about any race.
Right, which means that you don't think that people want to be black.
Okay, I'm rethinking what I said. Because I brought up, you know, Stacey Dash on the other end.
Do you think Evelyn wants to be black?
No, I don't. I think Evelyn wants to be what she claims, Puerto Rican.
Do you think... No, I don't mean the race. Do you think Evelyn wants to act... do you think she carries herself as a black girl?
No.
Do you think she... You don't think that?
No.
Okay.
I think she acts like a certain type of woman that doesn't have anything to do with race. I think it has to do with the type of woman she is. Because you don't have to be loud and boisterous and rude and confrontational to be black.
And I was having this conversation earlier this week, and somebody pointed out to me that she's not acting black. She's acting like what women from New York act like.
Yeah, it's a certain type of woman. It's a certain type of confrontational type woman.
But I think that all boils down to how they perceive black women.
No, because I think a lot of Latinas have that spice and that attitude on with
not
them.
Like Evelyn, though.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just saying, for me, her attitude and the way she acts and portrays herself comes off as a Latina who, I don't think she wants to be black, but she carries herself like the black woman she's probably seen growing up.
I think it's a part of her.
She says the word nigga.
But it's a part of her, so does Cardi B. But I mean,
I think that's a bigger issue. Like, I think the problem for me is all of those women are quick to tell you that they are Puerto Rican or Dominican until black people call them out on their use of the N-word, and then it's I'm Afro-Latino. Mm-hmm. I was raised around, my dad is 23rd percent black.
But you know what was crazy to me? When Evelyn was, she did an interview. She was like, I'm Puerto Rican. That's what I am. She was like, I'm Afro-Latina. And then she was like, I'm from New York. What does being from New York mean? You can be from New York, but that doesn't make you black.
But I think what happens is, in New York, like, the Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans, they're all kind of bunched together with the black people.
They are.
But what I know to be true is that a Dominican and a Puerto Rican are quick to tell you that they're not black. I don't care how they look. They can look like they black. But, and I think that's because, like, being black is only cool when you're being cool. But don't call me black, because I'm not black. Because nobody really wants to be black.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my whole problem with it. Like, I don't think that, first of all, I don't think that any woman, black, white, Dominican, blah, blah, should call a black woman a gorilla.
No.
Because if you was really an Afro-Latina and you subscribe to that part of your culture, blah, blah, you would know the effects of it. A roach in Cardi B case. Like, yeah. It's cool to be black until it's time to be black. And then when you say some out-of-pocket shit, it's always, oh, forgive me, and I didn't know, and my dad's black, and blah, blah. And I think everybody gets that luxury but black people.
Yeah.
Hey. But, I mean, from what I saw, I just don't. I guess now she's suing her for...
She is. She said for defamation. Defamation.
How does that work? Like, what does she...
I guess because she's saying that Evelyn is racist. So, she's saying that...
Evelyn's racist or OG is racist?
No. OG said that Evelyn was racist.
So, Evelyn is suing her...
For saying that she was racist, yes.
Hey.
Yeah, so hey.
Hey. Them your people, like you always tell me.
And maybe there may be some other stuff added into that. Maybe the whole, you know, them just going back and forth.
I'm saying,
maybe
so, like, where's the lawsuit for? Like,
maybe she feels attacked. I just saw defamation, so I don't know.
Like, is it because she lost sponsorship? She lost clients?
Or? I'm pretty sure she, you know, some people are. She probably is losing some stuff, but
I don't think you can put a picture of a gorilla up about a black woman.
And, I mean, she kind of did it to herself.
Yeah.
So.
And you on live TV patting your pussy. Like, you are on TV.
She really got in her feelings. Like, she
boxing
was.
Boxing.
Voice is shaking and everything. Yeah, like, that check. Conversation did something to her, so.
Hey, I just saw the clip, so I don't watch it.
I watched the clips myself, so. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you on live TV doing other shit like that. whatever. Yeah. Next.
Okay. So yeah, he wanted to put this on here. I don't care, but JT is home.
Well, what the hell?
JT is home.
You know what's with the city girls?
When he told me about it, I'm like, who is JT? Thought he was talking about Justin Timberlake or something.
Yeah, my man JT is home. What the fuck?
I'm like, who is JT? Okay.
I don't care about this either. I thought you would be excited to talk about this.
I don't
this.
Listen to no city girls.
I mean, everybody having a high
I mean, no shit. Disrespect or anything. But,
I don't either. I think out of the two, JT is the better rapper, so maybe they'll...
I've never heard her up. Rap, so...
I mean, hey.
I don't think I heard whoever else is in the group rap either. So. Yeah.
I think you're showing your age, but okay.
Hey.
yeah, I don't really care about this either. I mean, it's cool she home. I don't want nobody to be in jail, but... Hopefully that whole reign of City Girl summer, that all that shit is over with. So
yeah. Okay, last.
I don't be y'all like that. What the?
The last thing we have is Safari and Erica. They have gotten married.
Oh, you excited about this though, huh?
No. This was yours too.
Oh, you better stop that shit.
It was. So
no.
Hey, what you think?
No, let's clear this shit up right now.
It was
The last episode
I brought up.
You wanted to bring up Erica exactly. And Safari.
Exactly. And you didn't want to talk about it. But right. This time.
So this time.
You brought it up.
I brought it up because I thought maybe you were talking about that shit.
I didn't even have it on.
We can scratch this shit. I don't want to talk about none of this shit.
But congrats to them.
No, fuck all that.
No,
next.
No. I'm going to say congrats. I just need them both. To just be happy within each other and man. Stop worrying about Nikki and stop all that side shade and stuff.
Stop it.
Just saying.
That's not gonna happen.
Leave the shade out. Enjoy y'all life and y'all baby that's coming. And congratulations.
That's two people who get checks off of being on TV or being in the public eye. Whatever it takes to get money, they gonna do it. That's how I feel.
I guess, but yeah. I don't see that making them any money, but hey.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be the next episode of Love and Hip Hop.
That's if they do. Well, they probably will.
If not, it's going to be their own special. Oh, that's money. That's money all the way. I'm calling that shit right now.
Yeah. But they said when it was on, I think, Scared Straight or whatever that show is from a while ago.
I don't watch that.
They said that when they were on there, he told her that she was going to be his wife and the mother of his kids. So I guess he spoke it into existence and now it's happening. So,
bruh.
Hey.
Do you know, I'm not even going to go there because I'm not going to slut shame nobody. But Erica Miller ain't nothing to brag on.
Hey.
So.
I don't have nothing else.
Yeah, them your people. I'm not fucking with it.
Alrighty then.
What's next, Power?
Oh yeah.
I mean, at this point, weekly review Power. So.
Yeah.
Why is your head cocked like that?
Because you had to really think about it. Yeah, okay, so Power. Yeah, we have Power. They say this is a big rich
town. You took a shot at the devil and you missed.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
So.
Nope.
What?
Go ahead.
Keisha.
Is still alive and I'm pissed about it.
Yeah. But she had a little bit more umph about her episode. Like she was giving it more. Like she was trying more. So. I won't say she got it all the way together, but she was trying more this episode. I could see the effort.
That scene with her and Tammy, and she was trying to tell Tammy about 2-Bit was probably her best scene ever on Power. As far as acting.
I think the best part was when she shot the guy.
No.
Not to me. I mean, the way she reacted after he, you know, grabbed her and he cut her arm and she grabbed a gun. That was probably the best part. Probably because she wasn't talking anymore, but that was the best part for me.
This the second time we've seen somebody who was sent to do a job go overboard and get themselves killed on Power.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah, I think that was the best part for her. So where did this house come from? Because it seemed like something Tommy already had.
No, I don't think so.
How did he get a house at that time of night?
I think he bought it during the day.
It was the same day.
Right.
So you think he bought it before she told him about what she wanted?
I think he bought it after she told him.
But when she told him, it was dark outside then.
No, it was daytime.
No, it was night. When that man came in there and put that umbrella in that door, and then she called him for him to come there, it was night the whole time.
Well, maybe that was the next night.
No, they had on the same clothes.
Maybe he's already planning that shit then.
I don't know. But somebody did throw out in the group, though, that they think that's the house where he killed Holly's daddy.
Okay.
So, I don't know, because I don't remember. I remember seeing one room, but I don't remember exactly.
I think it's the house he bought for him and Keisha. Probably just before she said anything.
So, where is this money coming from?
Probably why he was like, you know, I got you.
So, where is this money coming from with Ghost and Tommy? Because, like...
And I saw people in the group asking that question. I think people get confused of what broke means.
Yeah. Like, and I had that thought, too. Because I was like, maybe, you know, they're to the point to where, like, okay, I know I got this money set aside for this. So, I don't want to touch this.
Broke don't mean you don't have any money. Broke mean I don't have money to be giving your ass.
Yeah.
Feel me?
I did have that thought, too.
Yeah, I don't think Tommy or Ghost are broke. I just think Tommy and Ghost are playing with the money that they was playing with before. So, you know, if you're trying to buy your girl a house, which I'm sure the house is probably, you know, a couple hundred thousand. I don't think that was a problem for Tommy to have.
Yeah.
To shut her up and, you know, keep her in line, you know, you got to spend that kind of money.
I just want Ghost to start writing checks. I'm just like, Ghost, dude.
Ghost is living like a fucking...
old man pulling out his...
2001 banker.
Pulling out his checkbook. Hi, I'm going to write you this check.
I'll make you a nice offer.
Then look, he'd be so serious. Like, he just know this gonna shut it down.
But
like,
but
here you go.
But that could be like some rich shit and we just broke. So we don't fuck with checks. Feel me?
Nah.
I'm just saying,
I don't think anybody's still doing checks, though. I'm just saying.
Man, you can't cash app.
Exactly.
400 grand.
Like, I mean, well, not 400 grand, but...
Ghost said it was going to be worth her
while. It ain't going to even clear in the bank.
But I'm saying, like...
But she got to wait. Just like Maria will have to wait for a check like that. Keisha was going to have to wait for a check like that. The bank ain't going to cash that right then and there because they got to make sure the money good.
I think that's what us broke people think.
No, I know this for a fact.
Man, I'm just saying, like, I think when you playing with that kind of money, you
if you have access to it, I'm saying, if he's writing a check to Maria and Keisha, and they the woman that was killed, that was going to testify against him and Tommy.
No, he was giving her hard cash.
Anywho.
Tommy took the cash, remember?
Anywho,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, well, he should have did that with Keisha. So Keisha cannot go to the bank.
But that could have been Ghost being Ghost, because that could have been a ploy that if she would have took the check, he could have showed Tommy like, look, man, this hole ain't even built for you. I paid her off.
Possibly. But we don't know.
But I mean, that check thing was very, this was very 2001, 1999. Let me write you a check to get you out of here. What did he give Holly?
He gave Holly something?
Oh.
He always trying to send somebody off somewhere. Because send everybody off but Angela.
Nope. You ain't finna do that. But
Tasha should have wrote her a check.
Nah, Tasha just wanted to be goddamn queen pin of the world.
Man, I don't even know. I think I text you. I know I text somebody else, and I'm just like, I can't even defend Tasha no more.
Yeah, you did text me that shit.
I'm like,
that shit was bad, bro. Honestly, I get some people point on Tasha.
Yeah.
Showing Tyreek.
I get it. For show purposes. I get it.
For show purposes. As a parent, bro.
Yeah.
Never. Never. Yeah. I don't care how sucky you are at stealing cars. I'm not going to show you how to steal cars better. I mean, yeah. Because as a parent, my job is somewhat better for you, which I think is what Ghost was trying to do. Ghost really believed that. Ghost really believed that his son is going to go to college, live a better life, become God knows what. I don't know what Ghost.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of. See, like, I wasn't a fan of Ghost, then he started pulling me back in. Now I'm like, this old gullible ass dude. Like, he too grown to be so sensitive. He thought he was about to just go off into another world and live happily ever after. Just get out the dope game.
What is wrong with those plans?
Then now he can't see the forest for the trees. Like, he lives in a fantasy world. He does not live in reality. And reality is, you are still very much Ghost, and you can't just walk away from that crap. You see that now. It's playing before you. Then,
I think not the only game that. Is
hold
the
on. Game. Right, hold on. Then, not only that, now your son is deep off into the game. And you thinking, oh, I'm just going to send him off to school. I put this gun to his head. He good now. Sir, no. No. And Tasha nor Ghost spend any time with that boy. He was with Tasha a little bit more, though. Just a little bit more. Just a tad bit more. She knows him better than Ghost do. And I think that's a problem. I think the father needs to become the father. And he should be the one leading his son.
So you think Ghost should teach Tyreek the game?
I'm not saying he has to teach him the game. But if you want him to be a certain way, take action. And that's not, no. That's not sending him away. That's not how that works.
First of all,
he can afford to take off from work.
It's never summer.
It's not.
It's never summer.
It's not.
It's always cold during power.
Yes.
School is always in.
Yeah.
Like, how do you spend time with a child who going to school every day?
He make time. There's weekends. He has to make time.
There's never been a weekend on power.
They need to put it in there. Put something after school. Show him picking him up from school. Like, he needs more scenes where he's actually being a father. Like, I'm just saying.
I think Tyreek is too far gone to show him a different
path.
I
don't know. I think he can try. I think he can try.
Tyreek should have dropped his ass over that ledge.
Then he would have been dead.
Facts. This the game, little nigga? Like.
And then they would have really been trying to kill each other. Ghost would have been really after him then.
Bruh, do you know we only have one episode left?
We do not have one episode.
I think
left.
So. I was looking at the shit.
No, there's 15 episodes.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I was looking at Stars, and there was like 2 or 3 left, and that was like last week.
I think they're gonna take a little break and then come back with the others.
Fuck off!
It's supposed to be 15.
But I mean, why not? Why not, bro? Why not kill Tyreek at this point? I understand why not, but I'm saying like At this point, Tyreek is too far gone to be changed by spending time with him. He too far gone.
So it sounds like you
think Tyreek have seen people being shot in front of him.
Okay, so then that goes back to why would anybody be against what Tasha is doing? Then if that's
because
what you're pointing
for
out.
Me, you on your own, partner. Like, you want to be in this game so bad.
But the thing is, he get caught, they get caught.
Shit, though.
Yes.
Unless your son a rat, a snitch, then you really got to kill his ass.
I mean, but they're already on Ghost, as it is.
Man, at this point, I think the only way you get Tyreek out of the game is dead or jail. That's just me.
Yeah.
Kill his ass. Or let the wolves get him. But That's the only way. Like, but she doesn't. I felt what Tommy was saying about, like,
she doesn't want another dead kid. So
I wonder if Tasha would be this eager to help her son if she knew he was the reason why her daughter is dead.
She do know, don't she?
I think she know a little bit. I don't think she know all of it. I don't think she even knows everything about Kaden and Tariq.
No, she don't.
So, for me, like, I don't know, man. That's an iffy subject. I get it, but I couldn't do it in my real life.
I feel you.
But I felt when Tyron was telling him, like, this is why we didn't want you to be in this. Because when you're not dealing drugs, you're watching out for your back. And no real drug dealer wants to live like that forever. Except for Tammy and Tasha. So, that's it for me.
Alrighty. Anything else that happened in this episode?
Sats got about to get fired.
Well, he's on suspension right now.
But so. It almost seems like the little chick got a soft spot for him.
She did. I saw that.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't really want to do it. I think because she knows Sax is on to something, and she's just as eager to figure out. But I think she believes that he's on to something, or he's close into finding out something. I don't think she wanted to. I think she wanted to still have Sax in her back pocket in case.
Sax had this shit coming, cause I'm almost mad that he ain't dead yet, too. He's got to be on my hit list.
I like Sax. Sax is funny to me. He is so funny.
He's a cocky white boy.
But he's funny. Be for real. He's funny. He's hilarious. He's not
funny to me. I've never laughed at Sax.
I have. He's hilarious. Every time
I hear him talk or see him on stream, I bug up. I'm not a Sax fan.
I'm just saying, I like Sax, so, hey.
What else? Dre got his child back, but now he owns some kind of GPS monitoring system. Your friend, BG died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dre hit his ass up, put a hole in his head.
Yep.
What happens to 2-Bit?
I thought he would have been dead.
Facts.
Because I'm surprised Tommy haven't killed him yet. Tommy like,
soft, man.
I'm really surprised.
Tommy is turning into ghost.
Don't say that.
I swear.
Don't say that.
I swear. Love is clouding his judgment hard. But I did like the fact that he took Keisha word for it about Tariq.
Once he thought about it, yeah.
I was surprised she thought of it. She a little green. I'm just saying.
I mean, I think she learned it on the go.
Yeah, she is.
I still would have put a bullet in 2-Bit, though. You can't put your hands on my woman, dog.
Man, Dre. Dre's so ruthless, man.
How?
He's just so smooth. Like, he just do stuff and just walk off. No, I'm not saying that because I think. Rotimi. I'm just saying he's smooth. Like, he's real smooth. Like, he just do stuff and just walk off like he just do it.
Who taught Dre?
Who taught him?
Yeah. Say it.
I think he had a little help.
No, stop that shit.
He had a little help.
Who taught Dre?
From Ghost.
Ghost taught Dre.
Okay. I never discredit Ghost. I think he's soft.
Oh my God.
I do think he's soft.
You gotta be stopped.
He did get soft. Super soft.
No, wait now. You can't go from soft to super soft.
He did. I don't want to hear about who he was in his past. I want to see it now.
That man don't want to be Ghost forever. He want to be Jamie. Y'all got
no, to No, he wants to shit. Be James now. Jamie's dead.
Jamie is dead because y'all done offed his little boo.
We didn't off her. She offed herself.
Does Tommy and Ghost work together?
Don't seem like it. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to get that back together. Unless something happened to Tariq.
I don't see it.
Unless something happened to Tariq.
Especially when I want a nigga dead so bad. Like, but I guess Jason.
You want who dead so bad?
I'm saying, like, Ghost and Tommy want each other dead so bad.
Oh, I thought you said you want somebody dead so bad.
Oh, I do. Tasha, Keisha, Tariq.
What?
Sex.
What? Damn.
Man, if the show would die, bro, go out with a bang, man. That's how I feel, but. That's it for me.
Okay.
Power. Yeah, that episode wasn't like a lot of stuff didn't really go down in that episode. It was a smooth episode.
It was a good episode, but yeah, it wasn't. Because I seen some people saying this was the best one. I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
I think the last two before that were.
Yeah, the last two before that was probably like one and two debatable. Oh, but I was saying, Two Bitch should have died when he put his hands on Keisha. You can't put your hands on somebody else's woman. Especially Tommy, but Tommy's soft. Tommy
is not soft. He's
Tommy would have killed anybody else.
That don't make him soft, though.
And then Two Bitch upped his pistol on him like, we can have it out right here. The old Tommy would have offed his ass.
Yeah.
But let me guess. If that was Ghost, it would have been soft. But for Tommy, it's called growth, right?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I just said I'm surprised the dude's still alive.
You gotta be stopped.
Did I not say I'm surprised he's still alive?
The ghost hate gotta stop.
There's no ghost hate.
It gotta stop.
There's no ghost hate.
Anyway, is this for Paul?
Yes.
Alright. Carry on. Main topic.
What's your main topic?
No. What's your main topic?
Are you freaking kidding me?
What's your main topic?
I don't have one.
You better stop that shit.
What are we talking about?
So, the topic at hand.
Okay, new topic, please.
It's a whole different topic.
It's an excellent topic.
I thought you wanted to do the whole...
No, because you said we didn't have... You said we weren't qualified to talk about that. So, yeah, Will is unprepared.
I'm not. The main topic for this episode... suggested by Teresa.
Oh, wow. He didn't want to talk about this. He said we weren't qualified to talk about this.
Domestic violence. And I'm going to let Teresa start this off.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man.
Now, that's just... Okay. So, anywho. When do you think a woman should get out? Do you think the first sign of a possible form of abuse, if she can, to get away?
Give the folks some backstory. You want to give them some backstory?
No, I don't. I told you I didn't want to give a go off of a certain situation. I just wanted to talk about
it. I mean, I don't think we have to use her situation.
No, I don't. Now, again, my question.
I'll do it. Recently, as in today, what's the day's that?
Today is the 8th.
Tuesday, October 8th. A younger woman was murdered by her boyfriend, her fiance, her husband.
I don't know.
Me either.
And I just told you, I didn't want to discuss that.
That's what triggered the conversation.
No, because we talked about domestic violence with Stacey Dash and her husband not too long ago, so I just wanted to talk
Keep
on the subject.
That's what triggered the conversation. Okay. Come on, man.
But I told you I didn't want to talk about it.
We're not talking about her. We're just talking about the situation of
domestic
violence.
I don't
want to
talk about the situation either, because I don't have all the details of that situation. So.
So difficult.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, I think that women should get... See, that's tough for me to say, which is why I said that we are qualified, because I don't know when a woman, or anybody for that matter, a man, a woman should get out. Because I feel like you can say there are signs, but I mean, man, so much stuff clouds your judgment. Kids, love, situation, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not having anywhere to go. A lot of times, those kind of people separate you from your life before them. So, like, you don't have any family. You don't have friends, that kind of stuff. Sometimes people just be so in love to where, like, they want to stick it out. They see the better part in that person, and they don't think that it'll last long. And I personally want to say that sometimes people just don't think that it'll happen to them.
I think if it's early on and you see something, you should leave.
But what are the signs, though? Like, what are you looking for?
Usually, their temper. I've heard sometimes that if they hit a wall, like, they might punch a wall. But it depends on what they're angry about.
I've hit a wall.
But if you have you hit a wall while you were arguing with the woman?
Afterwards. Not during.
But y'all were, she was still around you?
No, she walked away.
So that's my point. So if you see a man hit a wall, there's 9 times out of 10 he wanted to hit you, but he stopped himself and he hit that wall.
But is that a bad thing?
It is, because eventually it's going to be you.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
If a person is getting...
As a man, which, you know, like, of course, as a man, I won't see it in the light of a woman. But I think
I've heard of situations.
Right.
It started off with the man hitting the wall.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I would want to defend that, because I don't think by me hitting a wall means that I ever hit a woman. That could be me just knowing that I can't hit you. So, like, that's the equivalent of, like, walking away.
But that's okay. If you get angry enough to punch a hole in your wall, you have anger issues. Just saying. There's an anger.
I think everybody has anger issues.
But if I'm not going to punch my wall, because at the end of the day, I know there's something I have to fix. And if somebody pisses me off.
I think irrational.
No, but like, no, I'm just saying, if somebody pisses me off that bad, I wanted to hit them. But I decided to hit the wall instead. So if I hit my wall knowing that I got to repair that shit, and you're bringing me to that point to where I want to punch a wall, we don't need to be together.
That's not true.
I'm just saying. But that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough, bro. Only because I've hit a wall before, and I know that I would never hit a woman. I've had plenty of opportunities to hit a woman, and I just never have.
If someone makes you that angry to punch a wall,
I think that there are conversations and there are times where people can make you pretty angry and you don't know what to do. But to, you know, hit whatever's around you. Or, like, I've been with someone who, when she gets mad, she'll throw something.
She has anger issues too.
Right, so what I'm saying is, those are things that people
can turn into hitting.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I know if I get to the point to where I feel like I need to put my hands on you, we don't need to be together. Or if I feel it in my spirit to where I want to just go upside your head, we don't need to be together.
Man, for me, that's difficult, because I've been in situations, and I've had times where, like, I felt like, yo, this is probably what it feels like when men don't have control, and they just go off. But I've never went that far off and hit somebody. But I've been angry enough to where, like, I'm pissed right now. Like, I'm over the edge.
And then you have some situations where females, you know, they feel, oh, he not going to hit me because I am a woman.
Right.
And they provoke and pick. What you think going to happen if you keep poking something?
This is the exact reason why I said I didn't want to have this conversation. Because I don't know.
Like, I'm not talking about no particular situation.
I understand that. No,
talking in general. I've seen it. I've seen females pick.
I've seen couples, like, literally throw hands with each other, like, together.
And
like,
that's toxic.
It's very toxic. But I also feel like, who am I to tell y'all that doesn't work for y'all? Like, I don't want to be in no shit like that. But
those may be the people that we read about in the stories. They're, you know,
true.
They're doing this all the time, and this is normal for them until
it goes too far. Right.
And I also then somebody's dead.
I also feel like there are times where, like, people don't show signs of crazy or controlling, and they just haul off one day and, you know, do the unthinkable. So I don't know what signs to tell. Like, I'm not an expert in domestic violence. I don't know. I just don't know, bro. I do think that when there are signs, you know, like, you should definitely, like, take heed to those signs.
Yeah, especially if you can get out. If you can get out, get out.
I just think that sometimes women and men just... That's tough, bro. It's tough because I would want to believe that anybody that can get out will get out.
They don't.
But that's not always true. No. I know it's not. And I don't know why someone would stay in a toxic environment. It could be a whole bunch of reasons, you know? Love is a hell of a drug, dog. Like,
but that goes back to, I think, self-worth. And self-esteem also.
But I know women who don't have those things.
They have to have.
But that's impossible, bro.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. I've been in situations, because I love hard. But
have you ever been to a point where, like, you're so low, you don't think of yourself as...
That's what I'm saying. Your self-worth. When your self-worth is low, then yes, you're able to take those things from that person. And you're thinking they're going to change and you can change them, or you just accepting the behavior. That's what I'm saying. Your self-worth is low. Because sometimes they can leave. I can understand sometimes, you know, you're, like you said, there might be in an isolated situation to where they're away from their family, they're away from friends, they don't have nobody, or they have children for this man. That's understandable. But when you have that person that can go back home or can call somebody, get away from this person, get away at the first time.
Man, I've heard of people who, you know, get away and go back home and move out, a couple of months pass and they back with the person thinking that change has happened and they're now a better person. Do you think that people can change from those kind of ways?
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I wouldn't go back to find out.
See, that's tough, bro. That's tough. I just don't know what to say, man, because
I feel sometimes you set...
Bless you.
I feel like sometimes you when you accept something for so long, the person
it becomes know that
they
routine.
Yeah, they know they can get away with it, yeah. And you're gonna still be there. So why change? And that goes for anything. It doesn't even have to be domestic.
Yeah.
It can be cheating. It could be anything. If they know you're going to accept it, so what's the point of, you know?
Just saying. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just feel like I don't own a woman. So it's not my place to control a woman or to, you know, hit, beat, kill anything to a woman. Like, that woman does not belong to me. I think most of the time we hear about guys who and females who, like, can't let go, who can't take rejection, who love so hard to where if I can't have you, nobody can have you. Like, I've never experienced a love like that before. Where
I don't want nobody. Don't love me to death. Do not love me to death. Love me to life.
As a friend, like, do you continue to encourage somebody who's going through that to get out and get away, or do you, you know, let them handle that on their own?
You can only tell them so much, and after that, I'm gonna leave it alone.
See, that's
because if I'm trying and I'm telling you and I'm seeing it, I might even be crying with you, crying for you, but after a while, I don't want to hear it no more if you're not going to make a change.
I'm the kind of friend, bro, where, like, it could be the 1,000th time, you can always come to me and get that shit off your chest.
I mean, people know that they can come to me. I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I won't listen. But I'm going to be done giving my advice.
Never gonna be done. Not me personally. I'm always.
So if someone if someone is telling you this is going on, this is that is going on, how many times do you tell them the same thing?
Like, hold it over till they like, get it.
But okay, I'm not talking about you done said it like 2 or 3 times and then okay, I'm done. I'm talking about this has been plenty of times you have talked to them. You're telling them, hey, which, you know, you can come stay here if you need to. Like, just telling them all kind of stuff. What else is there for you to tell them?
I'm here for help if you need me. If you need me,
you said
here.
That. You said that. I'm pretty sure you said that. I'm pretty sure you said it the first time.
I will always say that shit. If you need me, I'm here.
I feel like at the end of the day, they know that.
Shit,
that's why they keep coming back and talking about it.
You gonna know it again, because after you leave, I'm gonna tell you the same shit. Like, yo, if you need me, bro, holler at me. But I just don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have enough experience in this topic to speak on it. Which is what I told you in text, right?
Well, that's why I said just to speak on it in general, not anybody's particular situation. Not speaking on
her. I'm just saying in general. I don't have enough experience. Like,
I mean, this is a show about opinions. It's not necessarily facts.
In my opinion, I think that people should keep their heads to themselves. Know that you don't own anybody. Like, that man don't belong to you. That woman don't belong to you. If she want to leave, bro, let her leave. Like, learn how to grieve, dog. Like, go through that grieving period where, you know, you heartbroken and your wife gone and she got the kids. And, man, life keeps going, bro. Like, your life not over. I've seen, not firsthand, but, like, I've seen what that shit does to people. Like, my sister's best friend was killed by her ex-boyfriend. I've seen what that did to my sister, like, firsthand. Like, that shit almost killed her. That man, that girl had two kids. Like, her son was attached to her, and now his mom is gone. Like, I can only imagine what her son is going through. Like, and that's just my sister's best friend. So, like, I've seen what that shit can do to a family. Like, I would rather somebody go through the whole breaking up and child support and, like, moving on with your life. Like, man, like, people don't belong to people, bro. Like, that's, like, that, if I can't have you, nobody will. Shit, that shit is dead, bro. Like, I just don't understand how men can be on that. Cause I love hard too, but I love you enough to, like, never harm you. Like,
this is my thing. I love hard, but I love myself harder. So for me, I don't care how much I love you, it could hurt me to my soul to leave you.
Facts.
But I gotta think about what's best for me.
And I just think that, like, I think sometimes, bro, like, men been done, like, so much shit, like, been to live a certain life and put a woman through so much shit, and now that woman ready to leave and she done had enough, oh, now it's, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do without you, and I can't let you leave like that, and what about the family? Like, at this point in my life, bro, at 31, like, I know what I'm out here doing. I know what can come with certain things. So if I'm that bold to be out here, like, you better believe, like, whatever you put out, bro, you gonna get that shit back. So you can't be out here doing your dirt, and when your spouse get ready to leave, now all of a sudden it's, I'm ready to kill you over her being fed up with your shit. For me, that's selfish, man, to take somebody away because you can't have them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, how do you feel about, like, small, like, on a smaller scale? Do you think that those signs should be focused in on too? Like, just small stuff, like, you know, arguments that go a little bit too far.
Yeah. All of that is signs to me. And that's just my opinion. I mean, see, you're going to argue, but
facts.
When it's very emotional and, you know, y'all are saying things to really hurt each other, or y'all fussing at each other like people in the streets, like y'all strangers, and
man, I'm telling you, I know people who fight in the street and go home.
But I'm just saying,
and that's, make that shit up like it ain't nothing.
But that's toxic.
It is. It's very toxic.
That's too much negativity. I don't want it. I don't.
If you had to tell somebody how to get away from an abusive spouse, like, what would you tell them?
That's what I was saying. If they can get away, get away.
How?
If it's just them and that person, leave. When they're asleep, when they're at work, whenever.
Come to your house?
Leave. If I know you, yeah. Yeah.
I just think, I would like to believe that anybody who's in a toxic environment who could leave would leave. I just think that it's other things that hold people back, man. Like, not believing that this person will act up on their threats. You believe in idle threats?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
So you believe that somebody can threaten you but not act a mug.
Yeah.
I do too. Do you? Would you leave somebody for idle threats?
Yeah. Give me an example of one.
Hell no.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know. Like, I don't make idle threats, so.
You know what an idle threat is.
I mean, it could be anything from as small as I'll slap you, or I'll pull that wig off your head, anything, man. I'm just saying.
Now,
because for me,
if somebody tell me they'll slap me, and we are together, that's gonna start a toxic, very toxic argument. Very, because then
you gonna come back with slap me.
Probably that, or I wish, or I wish you would put your hands.
You can't
anywhere on me.
You can't ask for the slap and when you get slapped.
But I'm just saying, for somebody to tell you that, that's he got to be really pissed off at
I'm
you.
I'm joking right now, but I just don't know what else to do or say, man. I just feel like, you know, I feel like if you are in harm's way, like, get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, don't get... But see, like, sometimes, like, women die for leaving.
Yeah.
So it's safer to.
I mean, you gotta have it planned out. I feel, don't go nowhere where they gonna know. Move away if you have to. If you can, just get away.
That's some movie shit.
But I mean, it happens in real life.
Yeah, it does. It does. So like, that's why I say like. You know, like, sometimes staying is probably safer than leaving.
If y'all share a bank account, save money. Go open up another bank account, save some money, so that when you leave, you got a nice little stash, and you move away,
man, you and you start like, over. You thinking like somebody who haven't been in shit before. I'm just saying, man, shit get...
I haven't been in any domestic violence situations. No, I have received a threat, as you know, we talked about.
Oh, I know. Buku niggas, they want to go inside your smart mouth.
Wow.
I know it.
Wow. I was talking about one person, and that was the one I talked about on the last show.
I told
that
you.
That was
like,
the only one.
But no, that's real shit, though. Because that's why I told you, like, a lot of times women like you go back and take back their restraining orders, and they end up dead a week later or two weeks later. I feel like,
but I realized that it was still gonna be toxic just from the communication, so I left it alone.
No, man. If you feel your life enough to put out a restraining order, man, keep that shit. Keep that same energy, because you just never know what that person gonna do. You can't feel bad for a nigga who tell you some shit like, I beat your ass, that kind of shit. Like, oh, nah, you can't feel bad for that kind of person. That's just how I said
it. It was a learning experience, and it'll never happen again.
Anything else?
That's it for me.
That was quick.
Yeah.
This is what, episode 9?
Yes, it is.
That's it for me. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.